if you compare it to here, there is very little resources. You might work in a clinic with a tin shed and no running water. Women walk for miles in labour to come for care, and often stay at home because it's too hard to get to a health centre.
So they're not birthing in a hospital as we imagine today?
No, some do. Those that live in cities do. But 80% of the population are in rural areas. And so about 50 to 60% of those still deliver at home because it's too hard to get to a health centre. And those that deliver at home have very little skilled help. And that's where the problems are occurring.
Why are there so few midwives in PNG?
I think over the last 10 years or so, there's been a lot of problems with trying to educate midwives in the first place. And we had problems with the quality of their education. And so many of them were graduating and not being able to register. And they had to be taken out of the nursing workforce. So midwifery at the moment in PNG is a postgraduate qualification, and it's very expensive to study in PNG, and for them to leave their families and find the money to study was really difficult.
You were part of the Maternal and Child Health Initiative. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, the Maternal Child Health Initiative was a four-year program that UTS were contracted to supply Australian and international midwives to work alongside the midwifery educators in Papua New Guinea to help improve and strengthen the capacity of the PNG educators to teach.
Did you do anything with the education offered to midwives to make it easier?
The Australian government did. They chipped in with scholarships for students to come and study, so they paid for tutorial costs, and they also improved the facilities, reference books, libraries, classrooms, dormitories were all improved to make it easier for students to come, and the students were given a scholarship, a bursary to come.
You've recently looked at research looking at whether these students went on to get jobs. What were the results?
Yeah, well, we found 90% of the graduates, particularly from the first 2 years, they were the 2 years I focused on, 90% were working as midwives, with about another 3% working as educators, teaching others. So it was really exciting.
What about the extra 7%?
Some of them returned to nursing jobs that they were in, and we found out of 174 graduates, only three or four were not working at all.
These midwives are working, but are they having an impact?
Yeah, well, certainly anecdotally they are. I've got wonderful stories of graduates working in very isolated, rural and remote positions who are saving lives, and they are noticing the difference. Women are coming because there's a skilled midwife at their local health centre, where before the women stayed at home because they might turn up at a health centre and there'd be no one there that could help them. Now there's a skilled midwife who can provide the care that they need, and the women are responding. Papua New Guinea is due to have another survey of its health and its demographics in the next year or so, and that will tell us for sure whether mortality and morbidity is improving, but the graduates are certainly telling us that they're noticing the difference themselves.
Currently, with the most recent statistics, what are the child and maternal mortality rates like?
It's one of the worst in the world. 4 hours north of Sydney, 4 or 5 women die every day in childbirth in PNG, and it's 773 deaths per 100,000 births. We have about 4 per 100,000 births in Australia, so. It's shocking. It's second in the Asia Pacific. It's second highest to Afghanistan. So that gives you kind of a bit of quantifiable, PNGs are not in a war zone, and mostly it's the isolation of the women and the difficulty in accessing healthcare that is the main problem. So the more midwives we can get out into rural and isolated areas, the more likely it is that women will get the care they need.
In PNG, a lot of women are birthing in rural areas. Did these midwives go on to work in rural areas?
Yeah, we found 40% of those that responded are working in rural areas, and that was about what we thought and what we were hoping for. Because there's been a huge shortage of midwives for the last 10 or 15 years, there are still a fair few working in hospitals, but in major towns, but they are still, you know, critically short of midwives as well. So I think it's going to take some time yet before the country's got enough midwives. The initiative helped to more than double the population of midwives in PNG, but they probably need that many again.
Is the program continuing?
No, the funding's unfortunately just finished in December last year, and we are just finishing the evaluation of the program at the moment and making recommendations that it'll continue, but it's all a bit up in the air with overseas funding at the moment.
Assuming that the funding doesn't continue, does PNG have the resources to continue to build their midwifery workforce?
I think the biggest strength they have is in the capacity of the educators. We have, I think the initiative has improved the capacity of Papua New Guinea educators. They are skilled and enthusiastic and ready to continue, but they do need the financial support to still attract students to the course, to have the resources to keep training.
And if the funding does continue, what's next?
The curriculum is being reviewed this year, and they're hoping to extend the length of the course for midwives. The feedback that the students and the graduates gave was that there was a lot of information packed into a 12-month program, and the international standards for midwifery is an 18-month program, and that seems to coincide. So at the moment they're putting an 18-month program through the regulatory bodies to improve the education even further. Many of the graduates want to go on to be teachers, but they need to be taught how to be teachers. And so there's opportunities there to develop education for them to teach the next generation of midwives in PNG.